coming up next week on Only a Game, it's the highly anticipated Super Bowl Haiku XXIII. That's 23.
Oh, that's fabulous.
People who aren't in Rome. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for a discussion of this week's news. Hello, Charlie.
I am so excited about Super Bowl Haiku every year.
It is exciting every year. The Super Bowl is a week away. Am I wrong, or has it dominated the news a little less than is customary when it's only a week away?
No, I mean, I think there's a lot going on in the world right now.
You're right.
That surpasses even Super Bowl
hype. It's distracted people from the Super Bowl.
It has, so far. We'll see when the race hits the far turn on Sunday whether that's the case.
Mark Gastineau racked up 74 quarterback sacks in his 10-year NFL career. He has now been diagnosed with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's disease. He said this week in a radio interview, quote, "If the game is played the right way, it might not be so unsafe." Are we any closer to the right way than we were in 1988 when Mark Gastineau retired?
No, we're not. And, I mean, this is what everyone who loves football, plays football, watches football, bets on football, and organizes football has to come to grips with. The sport is destructive to the human body. You don't get many cases like Mark Gastineau, and I give him great credit for speaking out while, I mean, I hate to put it this way, while he still can, about what it's done to him. Because he's got the triple crown there. He is not going to come to a good end.
The Virginia House of Representatives has passed a law nicknamed the Tebow Bill. Charlie, does that give Virginia residents the right to do really well in college but not so well as professionals?
And to drop to one knee and pray in the end zone. No, it allows homeschool students to participate in local athletics, something I am enormously opposed to. We will pay our school taxes so Johnny can play football, but he doesn't have to go to school with all those other people.
A lot of college football venues have luxury boxes, and that's fine. Only the University of Central Florida features end zone cabanas. Wouldn't watching a game from the end zone be just a little risky?
Well, not just risky, but it's a bad seat, as anyone who's ever sat in the end zone of a football stadium will tell you. Yeah, but sooner or later, you are going to get a wide receiver in the chip dip. You're paying, by the way, $22,000 a year to have wide receiver Bob come in and land on the chicken wings. I'm just telling you this. That's a lot of money.
On Thursday night, the men's basketball team at Louisiana Tech lost to Alabama Birmingham, but it could be said that the moral victory went to Louisiana Tech, I guess. What do you think?
Well, because of a bench-clearing brawl, Louisiana Tech had to play the last 6 minutes of the game with only four players, and guess what? They outscored UAB 20-16.
See, if that had happened earlier, they would have been okay.
That's right. I think they should play three players next game.
Yeah. Patrick Marleau of the San Jose Sharks did something on Monday night that only 11 other NHL players had ever done. What did he do?
He scored four goals on four shots, which is really a remarkable thing.
And all in the same period.
And what do you throw on the ice when a guy scores? After you've thrown your hat.
That's after three. They get the hats.
The fourth one, what do you do?
I don't know.
Scarves?
Your shoes?
Shoes? Your young child?
Shoes would hurt.
Your young child? I don't know. If it's in Detroit, you got to find another kind of fish.
No, that's right. Octopus all gone. In this week's Is Nothing Sacred Anymore segment, I present to you the demise of the San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl. It's 12 years it lasted. I thought it would go on forever, but it won't. What is San Diego going to do with all those poinsettias?
First of all, we all have, you know, special memories of the Poinsettia Bowl. Give me a week and I'll come up with one. Exactly. The San Diego Bowl Game Association announced that it's dropping the Poinsettia Bowl to focus on the Holiday Bowl, and it's going to start playing the Holiday Bowl downtown in the Padres Stadium because obviously the San Diego football stadium is going to go away because San Diego doesn't have a football team anymore. But it does have a bowl game association, which will go on.
And finally, Charlie.
The greatest story we have ever done on the show, by far.
All right, here it comes. Let's give Kerry Johnson kudos for having the willpower to leave that blackjack table at a West Virginia casino last August.
Sports!
Where'd he go after he left that table?
First of all, let us set the scene, okay? He puts down the $25 chip at his seat, which is what to do to hold your place at a table. But Kerry was not going for another beer or another graze at the all-you-can-eat buffet or even to the facilities. Kerry got in his car, drove 13 miles to Charleston, robbed a bank, got back in the car with his stolen money, and kept playing.
Was the stolen money lucky?
The AP story is sadly lacking these details.
That's too bad.
But he robbed a bank, and he brought the money back, and he gambled with it.
Do you suppose it ever went through his brain, they'll never find me here in this casino?
With this stack of money that the red dye bomb is
purple
exploded.
All over my shirt.
That's right.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pearson, Sports Illustrated. And it may be as funny as what we've just done, but I don't know.
I don't
anyway,
think
he joins
so.
Me each week on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.